KVOE, live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
And welcome once again to In the Garden. A new season is upon us, and we are happy to have Travis Carmichael back with us in studio to cover a ton of topics with us. We'll be going every Thursday morning through the first week in October, so plenty to get to, plenty to talk about. And again, our phone line, 342-5863-342-KVOE. If you want to get in touch with Travis, now is the time to do it. And I will mention that we'd like to thank our sponsors for this year's In the Garden, including Waters Hardware. Right now, save up to $120 after rebate on a Husqvarna chainsaw and trimmer out at Waters Hardware. Also by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them at Waters Hardware the first and third Saturdays for indoor markets. That will be going on through April, and that will be finished before we know it. But the Waters Hardware first and third Saturdays for the Emporia Farmers Market indoor markets. Also by Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Also, our friends at Grove Gardens in Council Grove for the best selection of plants, pottery, and produce. They've got a great variety there. Head to Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. And by Fowler's Flowers Garden Center, opening soon at 2025 season, I should say, at 801 West 6th, Fowler's Flowers and Garden Center. Stay tuned for opening day details. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Ron.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Doing good. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
So how have you been?
Good. Busy.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's been good.
I know that we've been hearing about some master gardeners and grow your garden topics here the past few months. You're gearing up for that, huh?
We are. First one will be on the 19th of March, where we'll talk about curb appeal.
Okay.
So we're gearing up for that. We're encouraging those who come out to that, bring us photos. We'll give you advice from photos you bring us, and we'll discuss a little bit of landscape design and some of the recommended plants for the region.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get into spring.
Yes.
Here before too very long.
Right.
We are going to be seeing temperatures in the 70s next week, which is, I think, acceptable to all.
I think so. And the few days that it flirted with us this week before the wind and the cold came back has really gotten a lot of folks ready to go, too. So, yeah, everyone's ready from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Grow Your Garden workshop. Yeah. How does that work?
Basically, it's the third Wednesday of every month from March through November. We do take May and August off. I should know those by heart, especially August. But we take those two months off or so in there just because of activities and the Lyon County Fair. But they're hands-on workshops for the most part, and everyone will leave with something at the end of the workshop. So this first one on curb appeal, we're asking individuals to bring photos in. We'll, as I mentioned, we'll discuss kind of the idea of curb appeal. We'll give some basics to landscape design, recommended plants, and then we're going to look at those photos you brought in and give you some ideas and recommendations. And since we're also teaching landscape design, everyone's going to leave with some design tools. So circle templates and the scales that we use to be able to draw things. We'll teach you how to use those, and you'll get to leave with some of that material that evening to then work on your own landscape. And that
good idea.
So, the cost for the majority, except for two of them this year, majority of our workshops are $20. But you can
very reasonable.
Yeah, you can register online on our website or call the Lyon County Extension office to sign up. So, yeah.
Okay, so do you have master gardeners involved with this?
Yes. Okay. Some of the ones answering questions will be master gardeners that night. So come out. You can put them through the test. I will be there as well. Master gardeners are involved helping along the way on each of our workshops. And so it's a great way to be introduced to the program. We'll discuss a little bit about our Master Gardener program, what we do each year. As we get into summer, about June, July timeframe, we'll have applications ready to go. So be waiting patiently. That will be here before we know it.
Yeah,
but we'll have more information about them becoming a Master Gardener.
All right. It's a Grow Your Garden workshop. So do you have your topics all picked out for the year?
We do have our whole topics picked out. You want to briefly hit on those, Ron?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, the first one is let's talk curb appeal in March. April will be growing hydrangeas. Okay. Everyone loves hydrangeas. And so also we're going to talk about some soil health with that, because a lot of times it is something we've been doing to the soil or to them. We're bringing back floral design. That was a very popular one last year in June. July will be make your own Oya watering pot. So it's a terracotta type watering system in the ground. September will be propagating succulents. And then due to the popularity last year, we pushed our bounds on this one, but we were doing the pumpkin centerpiece again in October. Okay. Where we basically further what we're going to teach on the propagating succulents, and we'll put them onto a pumpkin as a make it into a centerpiece. And then the holiday wreath making will actually be in November this year due to how the calendar falls.
Okay, great.
And that all of our workshops are $20 except for the pumpkin centerpiece and the wreath making. Those are going to be $25 this year. Cost of materials have kind of raised that, but yeah, the other ones we're still able to keep at that $20 mark. So
great talk, great lineup.
So although you can register for all of them right now, all the links are live. So if you visit our website at lion.ksu.edu, in the center of the page, there is a yellow icon that says Grow Your Garden. Click on that. It'll take you to the webpage that has all the topics, and you can click on any of the registration links there, or you can give our office a call. So
you are ready, I'll tell you.
We're ready.
Man.
We're excited.
Let's go. Yeah. Okay, well, let's kick off in the garden here with Travis Carmichael, Ron Thomas hosting. Again, 342-5863, 342-KVOE, if you'd like to get on with Travis. Early in the season, but it is time to start thinking about getting outdoors and getting gardens and lawns and trees and shrubs geared up and ready to go here for the spring. And I think a good topic to kick things off, Travis, you said soil temperature is something we need to discuss getting into the spring season here.
Yes. So if you're really chomping at the bit, yes, you can start transplants inside and that, but then comes when do we plant them outside. A lot of times you hear us talk about watching those frost states. Depending on the plants, we can also be thinking about what our soil temperature is doing, because that can help us get a few things in the ground earlier.
Okay.
So some of our, and this would be also by seed, not always by transplant. So some of our crops like peas and lettuce, turnips, radishes, some of those we can actually put in the ground a little bit early when the soil temps are just right, because they'll still germinate and they can handle, a lot of times they can handle a very light freeze around that 32 mark. So if we feel like we can handle that. Some can handle a little bit cooler than that, or colder, I should say. But generally, they can handle a very light freeze and rebound from it before it kills them. So there's several ways to go about checking that. One is we can go buy ourselves a handy-dandy thermometer to use. You could use a meat thermometer, or if you would go like to the automotive store and buy the AC thermometer they would use in cars. Those also work great for in the soil. So you want to pick a common time every day. Generally, we tell folks about mid-morning, that 10 to 11 o'clock time frame. If you can, go out, stick that into the ground 2 to 4 inches deep, because generally that's where our plants are going to be within range, and take that reading. You'll want to do that for several days and average it out, and then you can go from there. And I'll talk about the temperature we're kind of looking for here in a second. if you can't do the 10 to 11 o'clock, say you work, go out in the morning before you leave work, and then when you come home, and then average those two together. Okay. That's going to be your kind of average temp for the day, and you're going to do that several days in a row. Or you can also visit what's called the Kansas Mesonet system. That is through K-State. It's a system of weather stations throughout the state. The closest one to us is actually over in Elmdale. So, but we can get on there and it will tell you the soil temp generally for our area at 2 inches and 4 inches deep in the soil. Also, there's one east of us in Osage County. So you could look at both of them and kind of get an idea what things are kind of doing through here.
So in a pinch, that would work?
That would work. Okay. That would get you kind of in a general ballpark of what the soil is doing for right in here. For us to, you know, say if we're wanting to put peas in the ground, we're targeting that 40 degrees is what we want the soil to at least be for them to go ahead and germinate and sprout. Lettuce will germinate down to 35 degrees, but it does prefer 40 to 45. So just keep that. Also, it's not bad to keep it around to check because, you know, everyone gets chomping at the bit because they want to get those tomatoes in the ground. No. Or their sweet corn, but they prefer 55 to 60 degrees. That's why we consider them warm season crops. Gotcha. They like warmer soil. So this would be one way to help you with that, too, is using a thermometer to check that. But if you're chomping at the bit, you can start go out and checking. We might be close to that. We may not. I've not actually been on Mesonet recently to check.
Where do you find that in Mesonet? You go to the K-State website? How does that?
Yeah. The easiest way is to just, for everyone to type into Google, K-State Mesonet. So M-E-S-O-N-E-T.
Okay.
Type in K-State Mesonet, and it'll take you to the website. It's a pretty fun website. You can do a lot of things on there. So for you know, if you're a serious gardener, or even, you know, if you're listening and you're more into the agronomic crops, this is a great resource as well. So you can look at historical data from past years. It gives you growing degree days. So if you're trying to figure some of those things out for different things, it's got all sorts of data on there, as well as soil temperatures, recent rain, our current temperatures, all that's there on that website. Okay. So it does quite a bit. It's amazing what it can do. You just got to get on there and kind of play, too. But it shows you maps and gives you readouts for the different weather stations across the state.
I would imagine we're still pretty cool out there temperature-wise, as far as soil temperatures go. Yeah.
But we get some more days like this next week coming up. Things will start to warm up a bit.
We do have, I was looking at some of the weather, we do have another blast of possible winter weather still coming. But hey, we are, I think, starting to edge out of this a bit.
We are. We're getting there.
And it is time. There is some cabin fever out there right now, Travis.
Big time. Yeah.
This is In the Garden with Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist. Travis with us every Thursday morning. Stay tuned. We're back with segment number two right after this.
The Spring Fever Sale is happening now at Waters Hardware. For the best-looking lawn, use the Scotts Lawn Pro 4-Step Program, and now you can save up to $60 with Best Rewards Instant Rebate. You'll save $100 on the Greenworks 21-inch battery push mower, and find TriStar Kansas City and Premium Scotts Grass Seeds all on sale. Call now to reserve your lawn and garden equipment rental for the weekend. And for expert service, see them at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
You can feel spring in the air, and Grove Gardens is open to help you bring color back to your life. Grove Gardens carries an unrivaled selection of plants, pottery, and produce, all nestled in the beautiful Flint Hills and Council Grove. Stay up to date on the latest offerings of locally grown plants, tropicals, houseplants, produce, and workshops by following their Facebook page, Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Decorate your life with color.
The Emporia Farmers Market is excited for another great year of shopping local. We are honored to serve you and invite you to join us for indoor markets on the first and third Saturdays each month at Waters Hardware from 10 a.m. to noon. Our vendors continue to offer fresh produce, farm fresh eggs, local honey, cider, baked goods, jellies, crafts, and more. Thank you, Emporia, for your continued support. The market continues to grow thanks to our local community. And don't forget, you can shop the market with debit or credit cards as well as EBT. Come check out the Emporia Farmers Market.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will be opening soon, offering a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilum potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6 your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples in the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. Our local news headlines are brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't forget the famous chicken fried steak dinner, which is served on special every Sunday. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporium. Wolf Creek staffers are set to celebrate, and with good reason, with the official 40th anniversary celebration at the plant taking place 9 a.m. tomorrow. Wolf Creek currently generates about 20% of the state's power across Kansas. The window has opened for community groups in Lyon and surrounding counties to be part of the Emporia Community Foundation's Match Day later this year. Executive Director Linda Kara-Schmidt, though, warning that there are several things that potential participating groups do need to consider before they start applying. Headlines brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue with the famous chicken fried steak dinner served on special every Sunday. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
We are in the Garden, and we're glad you're in the Garden with us here with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension Office on West Highway 50. Travis, a busy guy always, and we certainly appreciate Travis giving us his time every Thursday morning to help you out. Any questions you have, lawn, gardens, grasses, vegetables, we cover it all, and Travis can get that information to you. So it's as simple as giving us a call at 342-5863. We would love to hear from you in the Garden here Thursday mornings. Well, Travis, we've been talking about soil temperatures. St. Patrick's Day is near, and that can mean only one thing, and that's potatoes.
You betcha.
Here we go.
It is time. So a lot of folks do kind of go with the St. Patrick's Day as the official start to get potatoes in the ground, but we can plant anywhere from mid-March through the whole month of April.
Pretty large window.
So, you know, if there's been some years, I know some folks that will go out and mud them in due to the rain and that, because, you know, we've always planted them on St. Patrick's Day. I know others that tend to, well, they'll wait till Good Friday. So, it, you know, there's all sorts of different ones out there, yeah. But as I mentioned, both fall within the window. So there you go. Regardless of when you plant, make sure you are using disease-free tubers that you have purchased from a reputable source.
Okay.
These are not the ones we went and bought to make mashed potatoes with. These are actual seed potatoes. So with us being more in the central part of the state, we really don't have to worry about early maturing varieties. But if, you know, someone who may be tuning in, if you're further south within the state of Kansas, you know, you may want to look at early maturing varieties so they don't go through the heat of the summer and it kind of harms the yield potential. Okay. So there are some of those varieties out there, but regardless, we're going to handle them the same. You want to make sure you cut those tubers into 1.5 to 2 ounce pieces. Make sure there is one eye per piece. So those are the little indentions on that potato. As long as there's an eye on there, it's going to sprout. So you want to do that, and then you want to allow them to go through a bit of a healing process. So after you cut them, you want to store them in a warm, humid location for 2 to 3 days. What that does is allow a skin to form on the flesh part, the inner part, what that we would normally eat of the potato. So that way when you put it into the ground, it won't rot. There's a higher chance when that hasn't healed that it could just rot in the ground. So go through that, and then, you know, waiting until, you know, you can put them in the ground when it's colder, but a lot of times they'll just sit there. But potatoes do prefer about 45 degrees. So get your thermometer
thermometer.
And then plant them about 2 inches deep, 12 inches apart, and then leave, you know, 3 feet or so between your row space so you can walk down them and that. And start planting them, cover them, water them well, and then we begin to wait. So if you're someone that, you know, you've had some issues, though, in the past, say with any tomatoes, peppers, if you've had eggplant, tomatillos, and other tomatoes in the location that you're going to be planting, and I say you've had issues like any leaf diseases, like blight, you may want to think of rotating to a different location. Okay. Potatoes are related to tomatoes and eggplant. Anything in the nightshade family, potatoes is a cousin. So if you've had some of those issues, move them down to maybe the other end of the garden if you can. That will help reduce the likelihood of having some of those leaf diseases affect your tomatoes or your potatoes. Boy, I'm thinking of tomatoes already myself.
You are anxious, aren't you?
Yeah. I know, I keep looking at my garden. I can't wait. Anyway, so just think about that, because, yes, it's not going to directly harm the potato, but anything that reduces the leaf surface of the potato will then reduce what is sent to the roots for the formation of the tubers. So just keep that in mind. Also, once they start growing, be scouting for potato bugs. Because they can defoliate them in a heartbeat. They are hungry little boogers. and that, so just be watching. And then as things start to grow, go out and you can mound soil up around the stalks to help produce more roots and also more tubers for you. Potatoes, same as tomatoes, will form roots wherever they touch that stem touches soil. So you can kind of mound it up, get things growing, and you'll get some more and that. And then once things start to die back, then you can start digging. And that you want to start digging as that whole stalk and stem starts to die back, so that way sun doesn't penetrate to the soil too long, because then you have a higher chance of getting some sunburn on the actual potatoes, because the soil heats up and it kind of, lack of a better term, it'll start to cook them in our soil. Because, you know, once we get to the summer months, that sun has some power behind it. Yep. And if you don't have mulch or anything there over the top of your rows, it can potentially lead to some damage to the actual tubers before you get them.
So generally, how long between planting and harvest then for potatoes?
Oh, you would ask me that. So depending on what you're wanting, some folks like to also harvest earlier to have new potatoes, so the smaller ones. You probably could be getting those anywhere from kind of the May, June time frame.
Okay. Pretty quick, really.
June, July, and through there is when you'll be doing your majority of your potato harvest. So,
and when you go shopping for your seed potatoes, you know, at a local local business here. Do they offer different varieties generally?
They do. Some of the varieties I have seen is like Kennebec is an old tried and true Yukon Gold. Those are some of the older varieties. I don't remember all the names, but then we get into our red and potatoes as well. Okay. They have varieties. So when you go to the stores and you're picking, make sure they're nice and firm. They're not soft.
Yeah.
Make sure they're nice and firm and you don't see any signs of any disease or decay setting in as you pick those out.
Okay, and then just go through the procedure as Travis laid it out here at the beginning of the segment, and you should have a nice potato crop.
Should. As long as everything aligns else and you keep them watered.
Homegrown potatoes, they taste great, too.
They do. There's nothing better than anything out of the garden.
Yeah, well, you've got that right. Not only potatoes, but anything you grow. It is good stuff. So, potatoes. But we got rhubarb on deck here. You're tuned in to In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael here on KVOE. And we're back with more right after this.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will be opening soon, offering a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilome potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6 your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
The Emporia Farmers Market is excited for another great year of shopping local. We are honored to serve you and invite you to join us for indoor markets on the first and third Saturdays each month at Waters Hardware from 10 a.m. to noon. Our vendors continue to offer fresh produce, farm fresh eggs, local honey, cider, baked goods, jellies, crafts, and more. Thank you, Emporia, for your continued support. The market continues to grow thanks to our local community. And don't forget, you can shop the market with debit or credit cards as well as EBT. Come check out the Emporia Farmers Market.
The Spring Fever Sale is happening now at Waters Hardware. For the best-looking lawn, use the Scotts Lawn Pro 4-Step Program, and now you can save up to $60 with Best Rewards Instant Rebate. You'll save $100 on the Greenworks 21-inch battery push mower, and find TriStar Kansas City and Premium Scotts Grass Seeds all on sale. Call now to reserve your lawn and garden equipment rental for the weekend. And for expert service, see them at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
You can feel spring in the air, and Grove Gardens is open to help you bring color back to your life. Grove Gardens carries an unrivaled selection of plants, pottery, and produce, all nestled in the beautiful Flint Hills and Council Grove. Stay up to date on the latest offerings of locally grown plants, tropicals, houseplants, produce, and workshops by following their Facebook page, Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Decorate your life with color.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House has pulled today's signing of the executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, multiple sources tell ABC News, and added that there is concern among top administration officials about the blowback that President Trump's order would receive, including questions on how the directive would impact the school lunch program. ABC's Alex Perchet says Congress also needs to be on board.
Even if Linda McMahon, the Department of Education secretary, wants to follow through, in order to dissolve this agency, he needs an act of Congress, and they need 60 votes. They need Democrats to be on board with this. And frankly, there is no Democratic support that we're aware of right now.
President Trump announcing on social media he's giving a 30-day reprieve on tariffs for Mexico after speaking with Mexico's president. That delay until April 2nd is for those participating in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Parts of the country still cleaning up following severe storms this week. Airports making up for a backlog of cancellations. This is ABC News.
We want to recognize the best students in our area. Nominate a student from Emporia High School or an area high school today at kvoe.com/student. It's the Student of the Month from KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and kvoe.com.
We're going to learn a lot.
In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Welcome back to In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Every Thursday morning here, we would love to hear from you. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line number. So if you have a question for Travis early in the season, let's hear you. 342-5863. We've talked about soil temperature and potatoes in our program here this morning. And segment number three, Travis, rhubarb.
Yes. So we are coming into the window that rhubarb can also be planted. So we can kind of follow mid-March to April time frame as well on rhubarb for those who have been wanting to get some started, or if you have some older plantings of it, you can go and do some divisions during this time on the rhubarb as well. The biggest thing is as we think about doing any planting of rhubarb is to keep in mind the location you're going to put them in. They are susceptible to crown rot extremely easily. And so we just want to make sure that the soil is well drained and that we may produce a bit of a mound when we go to plant them.
Okay.
And that. So be looking for that, and then we can also do some mulch to keep the weeds down, but then we also got to watch for some slugs and snails. They do like to eat on the rhubarb and that. So kind of watch for that. But when it comes to if you're doing any divisions and even planting, we're wanting to watch the buds, where the buds are what we would call an eye, the location of that. Basically, we want to keep it about a half inch to an inch below the soil surface. So they're kind of like peonies. Think about peonies.
Okay, gotcha.
That eye, we don't want it too deep, or we kind of mess up the whole thing. So digging a shallow trench, making sure that bud is a half inch to an inch below the soil surface. Keep them about 3 feet apart if you can, and then put the soil back around them. For newly planted, whether that's been the division or ones we've purchased, the first year we're not going to harvest anything. You're just going to watch it grow. Second year you can harvest a few stalks, and then after that you can harvest as much as you want.
Okay.
The goal is to let them get a well-established root system before we do much harvesting. But anytime you see any seed stalks start to form, you want to remove those immediately.
Okay.
Because a lot of power, a lot of energy from the plant goes into that seed stalk. So anytime we see that, even in the first couple of years, get that gone so that energy goes back into the plant. And then from there, it's just watch them. The biggest thing is some folks like to overwater them. So really just kind of be watching where it sits. Make sure if you need to, it's been mounded up so no water sits around them. And then the stalks are edible. The leaves are not.
There you go.
The leaves are poisonous.
Important to know this.
The leaves itself, the leaf tissue is poisonous. The stalks are not. So it's that leaf stem, we'll call it. That's the part you eat. Get rid of the rest. So
okay. Well, let's. I think we had a call here this morning. Good morning. You're in the garden with Travis Carmichael.
Yeah, this is Percy. I planted some garlic in October.
Uh-huh.
It came up real nice.
Yep.
But it froze off the tops.
Okay.
Are they done or?
No. Probably not. It will probably still go ahead and try to push some new growth. How far up were they?
Real nice. I mean,
okay.
6-8 inches.
Okay. I would just watch them. because they may still go ahead and push up some new leaves from the center there, and that. So it's kind of one that it may go either way.
Aren't you supposed to plant in October?
You are. You were right. October to November, so you were right on schedule with that. Did they go ahead and come up yet this fall? With that growth?
They did in October.
Okay.
And they were good looking.
Yeah. So they should still recover from that because they are supposed to go through the winter. And then they'll continue to grow and go from there this spring.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks for your call. We appreciate that. Garlic in October.
Yes, that's the right time to plant it. So. Needs to go through kind of that cold phase for it to fully grow properly here in Kansas, and then for it to form the head. So yeah, you plant in October, November, and then you'll harvest early summer.
Well, and I'm assuming it won't be very long now, Travis, that we're going to be hearing the roar of lawnmowers.
You betcha.
Out there.
So if you have any of the maintenance things you need to do, you better be looking at that. Sharpening blades, changing the oil. But yeah, probably won't be too much longer. We get some more. Even with a cold front coming through, we get many more warm days like they're talking.
Well, and
they'll be going.
You do notice things a little greener now. I mean, they're starting to get that green hue to them, or at least start to.
Yes. So if you're one that's itching
and
biting at the bit, you can go out, set the mower down here. When I say set it down, you can mow it less than what we generally recommend and do that first initial yard cleanup. Because when you do that, that gets up all that debris that stayed from last fall over the winter. And then that helps open up any spaces within the lawn so the sun can get to the soil. And that will warm things up quicker. The lawn will take off, and then you can start mowing at the right height. So that way, hopefully, you don't have to do as much control of crabgrass come May.
Sound advice right there. You get a lot of sound advice here with Travis. Very sound advice. And if you're starting a garden this year and you want to get your soil sample taken, what's the procedure?
So when it comes to soil samples, depending on the size of garden, a lot of times it's just one sample. If it's a huge garden or you have multiple gardens, it might be more than one, what we call a sample. So what you do on just a regular one garden plot is you'll go to several random locations within the garden. Generally, at least 4, 6 to 10 is even better if you can, depending on the size. It's all size dependent. You know, if it's a garden that's close to the size of maybe this table, where it's a little bit smaller, we're probably going to stick closer to the 4. But if it's, a 50 by 100, we might do closer to 6 to 10.
Okay.
You know, what that does is it gives us an overall representation of the whole plot. So when you do that, you can either stop by our office first. We do have soil probes that you can check out. What that probe does is it pulls a 1-inch core about 6 to 8 inches deep. So the core will be 6 to 8 inches and it's about an inch in diameter. That core goes into the bucket and you'll do that however many times. You mix it up and then that is what you pull your sample from. If you don't want to stop by and pick up a soil probe, you can achieve the same thing by using your spade. You create a hole first with the spade, and then you take about an inch slice out of the back of the hole, and 6 to 8 inches deep, pull that slice out, and then you pull the center inch out, and there's your 1-inch core. And you'll do that however many times. Mix it up, and then we need about a pint's worth of soil. You can put that in a Ziploc bag or a clean jar and bring it to us. I should say, when you mix these up in a bucket, it needs to be a clean plastic bucket. Metal buckets can affect the soil testing later. So it needs to be a clean plastic bucket. And then you pull out a pint, bring it to the office. You know, if you stopped in to get a probe, we'll give you the soil bag so you don't have to put it in a Ziploc baggie.
Okay.
But if you didn't bring it in a Ziploc baggie, we'll have you fill out the soil testing bag as well as an informational sheet so we kind of know what you're after. We generally test mainly for phosphorus, potassium, and the pH of the soil. If you've really had some major issues with growing, we may then look at nitrate and organic matter. But generally, I don't look at those because I'm going to tell you always to add organic matter to our soils. Because with everything being so clay-based, we need to break things up. And nitrogen is so easily moved through the soils. We get a downpour of rain, and you've done leached out whatever nitrate was there. So we're probably going to be talking about adding some nitrogen anyway to the garden pre-plant and what to watch for throughout the growing season. So that's, in a nutshell, the general how to pull a soil test and what we're going to look at. Once you bring it to me, it does take about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the soils lab, and we're getting into their busy season. Yeah, so it may take that 2 to 3 weeks before I get the results back to look over to send out your recommendations.
That simple, that easy, though.
It is. Sure is.
If people have any questions, want to contact you during the week, Travis, how can they do that?
So you can stop by the Lyon County Extension Office on West Highway 50. We're located right next to the Lyon County Fairgrounds. We're across the street from Goods Cash Saver and Blue Stems, I don't want to say overflow, but where they have all their outdoor stockyard. We're right across the street from them. Or you can call us at 620-341-3220.
And if you want to get in touch with Travis, you can do that every Thursday morning from 11 until about 11:45 here at KVOE. Looking forward to having you back next week, Travis.
Sounds great. We'll see you.
Now the season's underway.
You betcha.
Here we are in the garden, brought to you by Fowler's Flowers Garden Center, opening soon for the 2025 season at 801 West 6th. Stay tuned for opening day details. And by Grove Gardens, helping you decorate your life with color. Head to Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Grove Gardens by Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate for all of your real estate needs, buying or selling. Contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. By Waters Hardware, don't have what you need for that big job? Well, Waters has it in their extensive rental department. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50, and by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. The Emporia Farmers Market, back with another edition of In the Garden next Thursday here, KVOE Live and Local.
It's back, the two-day massive meat sale at Country Mart, today and tomorrow only. Don't miss these great prices on meat for 2 days only. Whole boneless ribeye, $7.29 a pound. USDA Select Whole Beef Brisket, $4.39 a pound. Whole Boston Butt Pork Roast, $1.79 a pound. Previously frozen St. Louis-style pork ribs, $2.69 a pound. And 80% lean ground beef sold in 10-pound tubes, $3.79 a pound. Break out the grill during the massive meat sale, today and tomorrow only at Country Mart and Emporia.
This week, text the word Bluestem to the KVOE Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line, 620-342-5863. For your chance to win an auto cleaning pack, including glass cleaner, Armor All, and cleaning cloths from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday.
Love where you